This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah bin Al-Hussein in Amman yesterday, reaffirming the strong partnership between the two countries as they prepare to mark 75 years of diplomatic relations. The discussions focused on expanding cooperation across trade, industry, digital technology, fertilizers, infrastructure, agriculture, energy, and people-to-people exchanges, with both leaders confident that the visit would deepen bilateral ties.
इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह मील का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि आज की बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Welcoming Prime Minister Modi, King Abdullah II said the visit reflected decades of friendship, mutual respect and productive cooperation. He highlighted the opportunity to chart new paths of economic collaboration in areas such as industry, ICT, pharmaceuticals, agriculture and energy, and welcomed the signing of agreements and memoranda of understanding. The leaders met in restricted and delegation-level formats, recalling previous interactions and underlining historic ties. Noting India as Jordan's third-largest trading partner, Prime Minister Modi proposed enhancing bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years and encouraged collaboration between Jordan's digital payment system and India's unified payments interface. Both sides also discussed investment in fertilizer production to meet India's growing demand. Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman today. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 7-day visit to Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana from today. The president will inaugurate the 1,066 Jayanti celebrations of Adi Jagadguru Sri Shivarathishwara Shivayogi Mahaswamiji at Malavali, Karnataka today. President Draupadi Murmu did not give her assent to the West Bengal University Laws Amendment Bill 2022, which had proposed to make Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee the Chancellor of all state universities. With the President's disapproval of the bill, there will be no change in the post of Chancellor in state-run universities in West Bengal. The draft electoral rolls under the first phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, will be published in West Bengal today. Before the draft voters' list get published, the Commission appointed special roll observers who are scrutinizing the work in many assembly constituencies across the state. The Indira Gandhi National Center for the Arts, IGNCA, will host a special exhibition today at its premises in New Delhi on how advertising and film stars shape public taste, fashion and aspirations. The event titled Starshine in Ads, a unique ad exhibition, features an exhibition tracing the intersections between cinema and advertising, drawing on advertisements from 1950 to 1990. On this occasion, a panel discussion will also be held featuring eminent personalities from the fields of advertising, culture and the arts. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Punjab will also experience dense fog conditions. According to the weather agency, Northwest India will experience a gradual fall in minimum temperature by 2 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category, according to the Central Pollution Control Board. The average air quality index AQI of the national capital was recorded at 413 as of 7 p.m. yesterday. Australia's leaders at a national cabinet meeting yesterday agreed to take decisive action to strengthen gun laws following a fatal mass shooting on Sunday at Sydney's Bondi Beach. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in a statement that he and the leaders of Australia state and territories agreed to take strong, decisive and focused action on gun law reform at the emergency meeting convened in response to the shooting. The attackers have been identified as Naveed Akram, 24, and his father, Sajid Akram, 50. Sajid was shot dead in an exchange of gunfire with police at the scene, while his son is currently in hospital under police guard. And that is the end of this news bulletin.